U.S. Department of Agriculture has been working with feedback from states across the country to institute support programs for people in rural areas that have been affected by the global coronavirus pandemic. The USDA is offering relief to support borrowers using rural development loan programs during this time of need. Randy Packer is the state director of the U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development. He says they support rural Utah, who has been hit pretty hard by the pandemic.
All of them have been tremendously impacted by the stay-at-home orders. A lot of people that are not out vacationing and visiting those places in the spring, which is when a lot of people visit rural Utah to recreate. Hotels across the southern part of the state that are normally running at 90 to 100% occupancy right now are at in the 20 to 30% range.
The relief program offers different relief options to different situations. Those living in single-family houses that have a loan through the USDA can be subject to moratorium on foreclosures or evictions, get reduced payments, or payment assistance. Multifamily houses financed with USDA are encouraged to work with their tenants with payments, and the USDA will work with them on their payments as well. Businesses are asked to work with their borrowers and are given as much as 120 days for the business to get back on top of things.
Many times we forget about that 8 or 9% of our population that are in our rural communities, and we need to look at this all together, all of us as Utahns, so that we can get through this, and USDA Rural Development stands ready to help our rural communities, our rural families, and those businesses that sustain those communities to get through these difficult times.
For more information on this relief program, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.